Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dana.
My name is Monica.
Thank you for listening to Height, Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Today's episode, we will be sharing some of our helpful tips and products that will enhance women and men wellness, fitness, hair, and skin daily routines. Well, today I would like to share some of my helpful tips. I know men and women, as far as metabolisms, are different. But due to the extreme heat this summer, after speaking to some of my female and male friends who have been struggling with detaching from those high-carb foods, I have been trying to detach from some of my favorite foods that are high in carbs, especially my Lay's chips, in which I just can't eat just one. I've been struggling with. For me, I've created a food choice journal when keeping track of healthy foods that I have been eating and setting limits for my foods that are high in carbs. Now, I noticed that some men and women both indulge in high-carb foods, but it goes back to portion control and eating moderation, which is so important. This can reduce health issues. Monica, have you ever noticed that men and women have different, as far as metabolism?
Oh, yes, Dana, absolutely. I noticed that men can lose weight a lot quicker, than women do. Me and my husband did a weight loss challenge, and we both started it at the same time. And within his week time frame, he lost about 10 pounds versus my 7. So, and we both did the same exercises. We both ate the same foods. But, of course, his body metabolism was a little bit more, high gear than mine was. But the end result was we both lost weight once we both stuck to our weight loss and diet regimen. What do you recommend that works better for men versus women, Dana? Or is there a reason why men lose more weight and burn more fat than women?
Well, Monica, I know that a friend of mine, him and I, we were doing a weight loss challenge similar to what you and your husband experienced. I noticed that when we were going through our weight loss challenge, he was trying to convert as far as being a vegetarian, and he did it he was successful within a week. But then after a week, he fell short and went back to eating meat. I guess because his body mass and his genetic makeup required him to have some more protein than my body absorb more protein. That's what I've observed. Have you observed that as well?
Yes, and I noticed that, of course, genetically men have testosterone, and testosterone is definitely a, building block for increasing muscle mass and, different hormones that increase, muscle mass tissue versus fat stores. However, our bodies create more estrogen, which, of course, the drawback of that, it has, of course, good sides as far as keeping our hormones balanced, but all the drawback if we're not having a proper diet and exercise, it makes our body store more body fat. So I think it's the hormone levels that differs between men and women based on how efficient our bodies burn calories and how fast our body can increase muscle mass. That's what I've noticed, Dana.
Yes, and I also noticed the same thing, Monica. Even when we were doing like our exercise and walking regimen, he was gaining more muscle and I was losing more fat. So he was losing a lot of inches versus me losing pounds in weight. I mean, have you experienced that as well, Monica?
Yeah, like you can tell a difference on a scale. Like, for instance, a man's body will look leaner. He may actually be at a standstill as far as weight because of the muscle that he's gained. Of course, we know muscle is more dense than fat. So that's the, that's the plus side of gaining more muscle versus losing more fat, is because we see it in the scale when the numbers go down and we lose the inches last. However, the men will lose the inches first before they start to see the scale go down because muscle tissue is more dense than fat tissue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But the only thing that we do have more common with is the eating. We have to watch what we eat as far as with the carbs, the sugary substance, the different amounts of foods that we put into our diet, our underlying health conditions, that those can be very similar too. And I've noticed that as well with my friend and the way my diet is set up. Our diet is similar, but not quite as well, because by me being a vegetarian and versus him still consuming those meat products, I did notice, too, that it can vary from person to person. But have you noticed that when you're preparing your meals at home as well, Monica?
Yes, I did. I do notice that, Dana. I notice that sometimes when my husband increases of course, we both did the vegetarian and the vegan thing. We both loved it. We both lost weight. But he noticed he was starting to get more tired and be a lot more weak than what I was, a lot more fatigued. So when he incorporated red meat back into his diet and protein and chicken, he actually had more energy and made him feel better. And we did some research, and what we found was that men need a certain level of red meat for testosterone levels and for muscle mass, because what happens is when they don't have enough, their body doesn't make the right amount of hormones that they need to sustain. And then what happens is it starts to attack the muscle versus building muscle. And that's, of course, what you don't want to happen. So, of course, you have some men that do a vegan and a vegetarian diet, but it's important to aim for really good plant-based quality proteins, because you still can get in a lot of those things that you need hormone-wise if you aim for the right plant-based proteins. And so it's definitely a good idea to do your research to be sure that you're getting what you need for both men and, of course, for women as well, because we can counteract some things with thyroid function and other things if we're not getting the right amount of type or the right amount and types of protein, plant-based, if we choose to do plant-based or vegan diets, Dana.
Absolutely, Monica. And, you know, one thing that I have set up for myself, Monica, along with my male friends or different other people, I have set up a reward date and limits for one of my high-carb foods, and also I share this with my male and female friends. For example, I may set it for Friday during my lunch break in order for me to work out, you know, after, you know, during the evening time, so I won't feel guilty or put on those extra pounds. We have to set limits for ourselves, whether we're male or female, and that's something that I'm trying to encourage all genders, you know, to do, to set boundaries and limits for yourself. And we do have our, you know, as far as fall, shortcomings when we eat and indulging, and this is the summer, but we need to set them and have, you know, realistic limits for ourselves to incorporate within our diet.
Absolutely, Dana. I agree with that, especially since we have vacations coming up this time of year. A lot of people vacation and they kind of slip off of their diet regimen and things like that. But if you have a limit that you set for yourself and you know the do's and don'ts and how much, and portion control is also important. It's not just about getting the right amount of proteins or carbs, but portion control is another factor in maintaining a healthy, you know, diet and weight and lifestyle. And, of course, exercise is key, because exercise is 20% of what we're trying to do to stay healthy, and the way we eat in our diet is the other 80. So we want to make sure that we are keeping that 80-20 balance going within our lives to maintain a healthy lifestyle all the way around.
Absolutely, Monica. Some of our fitness routines and for the summer can consist of, you know, if you can't beat the heat, then bring it inside. And that's why I've always encouraged our listeners.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's also different ways you can work out with being, you know, without having to go outside. Of course, a gym is a really good option, but of course, a lot of people are still trying to avoid the gym due to, you know, COVID concerns. And if that is the case, find something to do around your house. Did you know that, you know, house cleaning actually can burn up anywhere from 500 to 800 calories, depending on what you're doing, vacuuming, sweeping, dusting, things like that. Or just walking up the stairs, you know, take a few, you know, rounds up and down your stairs are ways to get good exercise inside your house. You know, if you're financially able to invest into a nice treadmill or at-home piece of gym equipment, if you're able to do that, then, of course, do that as well. But there's always creative ways that you can get in different forms of exercise, whether you're working indoors or outdoors.
That's a great idea, too, Monica. And I found myself doing that the other day when I was counting my steps. I was actually going up and down the steps. So funny thing that you did mention that, I was actually doing that. So that was a great tip that you gave our listeners a few minutes ago. I like that
Oh, thank you, Dana. Yep, and I actually use that as a good way of exercise too. if I'm house plating, I'll try to make a few more trips up and down the stairs, and I can feel my thighs and my calves getting nice and tight, and I'm sweating, and so that I'm getting that exercise and burning those calories right here at home. So those are excellent, good exercise tips that hopefully our listeners can gain something from.
Okay, I hope they did too. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back following these commercial messages. Get ready for Height Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Get ready for Height Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Welcome back to High Skin Beauty Hair and Fitness Podcast. This is Monica, and the segment I want to add today for our listeners is focusing on more so geared towards men's skincare. One of the things that I want men to understand is that skincare can be all the way across the board, not just for men with facial hair, but I want to kind of point out a few helpful tips and things that some men that don't have facial hair can do, but let's focus on the general skincare topics for men. When it comes to skincare, men have traditionally kept it simple. However, more men are now pursuing healthier, younger-looking skincare regimens, okay? And they're making it a great time for men to evaluate their skincare regimen. To help men develop healthy skincare routines, here are some good, helpful tips that men can use, okay? Most men don't have sensitive skin, but for men that do have sensitive skin, using the wrong type of products may sting or burn after using the wrong product. So you want to be sure that you test the area. If you're introducing yourself to a new skincare product, you want to be sure that you test the inside of your forearm area, which is more of the softer skin that's closer to your face, to see if you have any allergic reactions. Be sure to check the ingredients on the products that you're using, because if you are allergic to tree nuts or things like that, and those products contain coconut oil, things like that, you do want to be mindful of placing products like that on your skin, because there could be possibly be some sort of adverse reaction. Okay? Normal skin is clear and it's not sensitive. When I say normal skin, meaning that you don't have any trouble with any breakouts. The skin can pretty much handle anything. It's not as sensitive. But again, you still want to, you know, take your time and use the product to be sure that you don't have any adverse reactions. If you have dry skin, and this is a good point because a lot of men do suffer with dry skin. When you put oils on your face, on your body, you notice sometimes it'll soak it up. In the winter months, you have a lot more problems with heavy, ashy areas on the kneecaps, on the elbows, a lot more than women, because men naturally have thicker, drier skin than women. And then you do have men that have their oily skin. They may have trouble with breakouts, have asked me, so you want to be sure that you use a product that has, you know, very little to no oil, but has really good moisturization products in it, like aloe, which is a really good oil-free based product to apply to the skin for men that have naturally acne-prone, oily skin. Some of the other products that you want to watch out for is things that are very heavy in alcohol, because alcohol is a natural astringent, but it also will dry out the skin as well, okay? And these are some helpful tips that you want to do on a daily basis. Wash your face daily and after exercise, because regular bar soap can often contain high, harsh ingredients that can cause drying to the skin. You want to be sure to wash your face with a mild facial cleanser with lukewarm water, not hot water. The reason why you want to use lukewarm water, not hot water, is because hot water pulls out too many oils, causes premature wrinkles. A lot of people don't know that. Most men don't like hot water severely as much as we do. Of course, you all know that. So you want to be sure you use nice lukewarm water that keeps the moisturization and does not damage the dermis of the skin. Another helpful tip, you want to watch your shaving technique. For men that are ethnic backgrounds and have coarser hair, you want to be sure that your razors are not dull and that you're not shaving against the grain, because that's what causes those unpleasant, unsightly hair bumps underneath, in between the neck area and the bottom of your chin area, can cause really bad irritation, because that's where the crease of the neck is, and that's where you're sweating. That's where a lot of the moisture kind of and bacteria can kind of, you know, hang out there. So that's why men have more breakouts at the base, top part of the neck, underneath the chin. So you want to make sure that you have a nice sharp razor. If you do use a razor, but if you go get a haircut from the barbershop, make sure your barber has really good, nice, clean clippers, and he's using a nice sharp blade, so that can prevent a lot of those unsightly, unpleasant breakouts on your skin. Be sure that whatever you're using on your face, guys, just as women, you want to make sure you use it on your neck. If you are outside in the sun, you want to make sure you use a nice SPF sunblock. A lot of men don't feel like of color that they can get sunburned, but that's a myth. Us, you know, anybody who is of ethnicity, dark skin complexion can sustain sunburn. And we actually covered a segment similar to this in one of our other podcasts, that you definitely want to be sure you use a nice protective sunblock, which protects the skin and also helps prevent harmful skin, different types of skin cancer. That's basically some helpful tips that I can give men as far as facial care. And body care, we do have some really good coconut oil and shea butter-based products within our store at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Be sure to visit our Instagram page, BrazilianBeautyHair247, for a variety of our wonderful hair and skincare products. That's wonderful for men and women. We have the beard butters. We have the beard balms. We have the beard and hair wash for men. And we also have the shea butter and coconut oil products that are wonderful for men's skin, whether you have oily, dry, or combination skin.
So we would like to thank all of our listeners for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. as we discuss new and important topics, updates, and useful tips for the summer, along with having some special guests on our podcast. And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness.